This is Anthony DeVries from the Civil Rights Movement, and I'm here with Sue. Is your last name Davis?
Busk.
With Sue Busk. So what was your reaction when you saw how many people marched in the kids' march?
Well, at the time, I didn't realize what was going on because I went to Manual High School.
Okay.
And we all got along there. I mean, there were more blacks there than anything else. You know, we had a lot of blacks, Hispanics, and a little bit of Asians, and a little bit of whites, but mostly blacks. So I was always happy, you know, that everybody got along, and we didn't have that problem in our school. So we weren't really involved in a lot of that, but, you know, we had Corky Gonzalez for the Hispanics and Cesar Chavez, you know, and we did do that, but as far as the movement, we never participated in it.
So it was almost surprising when you saw that.
It was. It was very surprising because I never knew that was going on.
Mm-hmm. You know?
And I guess it was going on really, really bad there because that's when Robert Kennedy stepped in.
Mm-hmm.
And we had John Kennedy. That was the first president I ever voted for, was John Kennedy. Because you had to be 21 then.
Mm-hmm.
You know, now you have to be 18. But in those days, you were 21.
Right. Do you believe that the president at the time was on their side?
I believe he was on both our sides, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I thought he was a very fair president. I was very happy with him. But things have changed.
Yeah.
A lot.
All right. Did you believe in nonviolence, or did
believe
in having them defending themselves?
Nonviolence, yes. My parents were very strict. We were raised on a farm. And we did a lot of farm work, and that's when we moved to Denver, and we all started to go to school, you know, more. And out of 14 kids, I'm the youngest, and I was the only one that graduated from college, because I'm a retired school teacher too. I'm an elementary. I'm not as brave as Brian. So, yeah.
Do you believe they had a right to defend themselves, even if you weren't?
Of course they did. They really had a right. And, you know, even my husband, I don't know if you've seen The Green Book. Have you seen that? The movie. When we came out of that movie, he says, I wanted to apologize to all the blacks for the way they were treated, because they were treated really bad. But so were the Hispanics. I mean, in Longmont, they had signs saying at the restaurants, no Mexicans or dogs allowed. And, you know, that was very degrading.
Mm-hmm.
Very degrading.
Would you go through it all again?
Oh, of course. Of course, yeah. I believe in rights for people, just like the teachers.
Mm-hmm.
Not too long ago, you know. Would have been in that strike too. I would have gone with them.
How do you think the whole experience of all that going on changed you?
I think it changed me because I wanted to better myself, for one thing. I wanted to go to college. You know, at the time, you know, we didn't have the money to go to college, you know, because we had to work. But like I say, it was very rewarding to go back to school. And I did it when my kids were growing up. I held a job down, and I raised a family. So I think it was great.
All right. Well, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome.